My name is Bruce Carmona, and I'm living in Elk Grove Village, Illinois, at a nursing facility called Manor Care. I'm 63 years old. I've been in the facility for almost 3 years. I'm trying to get out and move into my home apartment now. It'll probably be August before I move, but I really don't need to be in the facility any longer, so I'm going to move out. I'm from Texas, Dallas, Texas. I got injured in Michigan in a water accident, and my brother lives down the street, so he could help me out some.
And so you lived in the facility all throughout the pandemic?
Yes, I lived in the facility through the pandemic from, I actually got COVID in May of 2020. I believe it was March or May. I don't remember exactly. It's been a while. I caught COVID and ended up going to the hospital for other reasons. I couldn't hold anything down, couldn't drink anything. Then they wouldn't let me out of the hospital till my fever was gone. And I didn't have a whole lot of complications. But after COVID, I lost my hair. My stomach acid was overproducing. Just a bunch of little things happened. I had to get fixed. My toenails started growing sideways. Basically, I never had ingrown toenails till then. And
wow.
So I had to get those fixed. And my hair was going bald. The doctor gave me some potion to put on it. My hair grew back. So I got it all straightened out. It was quite the time during that time. We had a lot of residents pass away in our facility. Some of them I knew, some of them I didn't know. And it lingered on. Right now we're at the stage where we're still locked down even like 450 days after the pandemic, you know, started. We're still locked down. They won't let us go anywhere except to medical appointments. I'm lucky to able to get a pass now and then to go somewhere. Like if I need to go to my hair care or something, they'll give me a pass, but they won't give me like 2019, won't give me free reign to come and go as I want, which is bothering me quite a bit mentally. I'm used to being very active. I'm probably the most active person in this whole facility. Most people here are older and the ones that are younger than me can get out and be active, but they choose not to. I'm an advocate for my health care, if you want to call it that. So I'm kind of we're not used to that here. And I end up getting not in trouble, but some of the people don't like it, you know, but I got to have things taken care of correctly. And this is why I'm an advocate. I also got on the Illinois Caregivers Compromise, which has helped me quite a bit. Learn a lot about advocating and all the rules that is set forth for COVID and so on and so forth. So it's helped me quite a bit.
Yeah, it's so important to be an advocate for yourself. I'm glad that you're able to do that. So you said that you're a very active person. So how have some of the hobbies and activities that you participate in, how have those been affected by the COVID pandemic?
Basically, we don't do hardly any activities here anymore. We used to do exercise classes together. We don't do that hardly anymore. All we get to do basically now is sit outside for half an hour a day. If it's not raining or too cold, that's it, basically. Everybody watches TV all day. They've been watching TV for over a year. Or they sleep. We don't get out of our rooms that much anymore because there's really nothing to do. They won't let us, they're keeping us locked down for no reason that I can see. Now we have had a resurgence of COVID in the facility the last 2 months ago or a month ago. We have some people that have been vaccinated that caught COVID again. I don't know where it came from, but they quarantined them in a different part of the facility, so we're able to get out of our room at least now and then, move around. It's affected me quite a bit because in 2019, I put 1,200 miles in my wheelchair, going to concerts and movies and hanging out with my brother and going to the gym. I was actually got back into the gym 3 days a week in 2019. And then 2020, that all crashed when COVID came. I haven't been in the gym since, which bothers me because I need to get stronger to be able to lift myself on my wheelchair, do activities and stuff like that. And the only thing I have right now is a six and a half pound ball with some rubber bands to keep me strong. And I work out with that the best I can and move around in my chair a lot. I don't get any rehab anymore, basically, because the insurance or whatever the reason may be, they don't want me to or whatever. So it's affected me quite a lot, mentally, physically, and everything. I can't go out to church. I can't do anything. I'm trapped. I'm locked down. And that's exactly how I feel like I'm in a prison. Everybody says that, but it's true. It's very true because it's not right to, I don't feel that these facilities should control our life that much and lock us down in the facility before we're able to go out. I mean, people are going out without masks now. It's safer, okay, than it was. I want to go sit in a park, but I can't go sit in a park in my chair. I can't go shopping. I can't do anything. So it really bothers me quite a bit.
Yeah, we've heard a lot of the resident interviews that we've done. It's a lot of feeling like it's prison. And, you know, I mean, I say that I understand that, but obviously I'm not, I can't understand it as well as you. So I get your frustration. It's got to be really difficult. So you've talked a lot about challenges that you faced during the pandemic. Have you had any high points?
Yes, my highest point was when I finally won the right to move out of the facility. I petitioned to get out of the facility through the Covert Williams decree with a entity here in Illinois in Elk Grove Village, who actually walks you through and does a transition. The first one appealed, I had to appeal it, I lost. Second one I lost, third one I got a hold of everybody in the state because I'm very well known in the state now. I've actually been asked to be on the long-term care advisory board for the state and the long-term care council, which are two good things for me because I know the inside of the facilities, at least this one, and from people I've talked to, know the inside of other facilities and how they're taken care of. And I'm an advocate for nursing home reform because I think it's needed. They get away with too much in these nursing homes, trying to control your life. And there's no repercussions at all. But my highest point is my third time I did it, they denied me. And then I got an attorney from Equip for Equality. And probably 3 months into it, they overturned the denial to I'm able to move out now. So I'm in the process of doing the transition. It's probably going to take about 10 more weeks, and I'll be able to move out into my own apartment and be free again.
That'll be really wonderful. And so I love that you're such a strong advocate, not only for yourself, but it sounds like really for everyone in long-term care facilities. So after spending 3 years in the facility, what would you say is the biggest change that you'd like to see?
Well, staffing is one of the biggest changes I'd like to see. Better staffing, more training, and more bodies working, more people working in the facility. I know it's probably not going to go that way. I think people are going to go out of the facility and go to agency CNAs, more or less, because one thing, I don't think the facility is going to be around in the next 10 years. I think it's going to be completely different if things go the way I've been reading about. If the state's cracked down on the facilities, I don't think facilities will be like they are now in 10 years from now, or even 5 years from now, or even 3 years from now. I think there's going to be a lot of major changes. I'd like to see a change in management, the way management operates, because a lot of managers don't walk the facility. They don't know the rules for a lot of stuff. Like, let's say if they want to trade out a roommate. They don't know the proper procedures to do that, okay? There are procedures in the state manual, surveyor's manual, that you're supposed to follow, and they don't follow them. And so managers, corporate runs this facility, basically. The manager's here, she doesn't walk around. Corporate dictates everything they do. So they can't let us outside without corporate's approval. And so these corporate giants that have a lot of money are trying to control the facilities, control people's lives. I don't think it's right. It needs to be changed.
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more, especially about staffing. That is something that we are constantly pushing for, not only in New York, but just nationwide. I mean, it's the numbers are, we put out the staffing numbers every quarter, and every quarter we find that staffing numbers are too low to provide good quality of care. So
the staffing is, the bigger facilities need to open their own schools, CNA schools, okay? That's all there is to it. I mean, there's no other way to do it, okay? There's not enough schools, there's not enough people. They need to recruit people, get out there, recruit people, pay them better, because these people do work hard, okay? And you pay them more money, and the bigger corporate facilities and bigger facilities need to have a school so they have a constant supply of fresh CNAs or fresh nurses. They can't open a nursing school, but they can open a CNA school and train CNAs. They can even train them on site. You only have to open a school. Bring them in, train them on site, go out in the street, grab them, say, you want to be a CNA, pays X amount of dollars, we're going to train them. It would be really good if companies did that.
Well, I think that's all for this interview.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks so much, Bruce. Have a good one.